Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, not today, God damn it, today it's Thursday. It's the 14th day of October, 2021, and I'm sticking to that. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for Klamath Basin. And it's, you know, it was like 23 this morning. It's getting cold in the mornings. And it's high desert here. I mean, we're right on the edge of the mountains, but we're right on the edge of the high desert too. So, I mean, you could, I don't know what it is, man. It gets up to 70 degrees and it feels like the fucking sun. It just don't feel like it used to. It burns, you know, it's all this shit they have sprayed in the fucking air has done something. I mean, it's done something to the way the sun hits you and how it feels on you. 70 degrees feels fucking hot, man, and it really shouldn't. Even when, you know, you'd be standing in the shade, then you'll get a north wind come, you know, just the slightest little north wind, then you're freezing ass to death. It's crazy. Meant to be. But maybe we'll get some snow. That's all I can hope. Anyway, let's see what we're going to look at here first. Does your company have a dead peasant life insurance policy out on you? I'll read that again. Does your company have a, quote, dead peasant life insurance policy out on you? And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, does your company have a, quote, dead peasant life insurance policy out on you? This is from Bright Business Insider, and it was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. I mean, they're doing everything they can to let you fucking know that, you know, they call themselves their elite. You're not my fucking leader. This is supposed to be a representative government. I'm the fucking leader. You represent my fucking wishes. You do what I fucking tell you. But I mean, it's to the point to where they're telling you, you're a peasant and I'm the fucking ruler, man. And listen to this shit. Have you heard of the term dead peasant life insurance? It refers to a life insurance policy an employer holds on an employee. The employer is listed as the beneficiary and collects a death benefit if the employee dies. The practice began with companies insuring key employees, those whose loss would severely impact company operations. The insurance was to help compensate the companies for the loss of the employees' highly valued services. Later, some companies decided that employee life insurance was a sound investment in general and have begun to take out policies on low and middle level employees. At times, the employees would not be informed interest would occur on the policies, and the proceeds were non-taxable. Also, the cash value of the policies could serve as loan collateral. According to the Wall Street Journal, the term dead peasant life insurance originated from a Winn-Dixie lawsuit. The company had secretly purchased life insurance on approximately 36,000 employees without their permission. The insurance brokers' memos include the term dead peasant in reference to the policies. The name has endured. The word peasant tends to add to the indignity of the practice. Admittedly, a small risk, an unscrupulous employer could, I can't write all the articles. An unscrupulous employer could murder the employee to collect the term life insurance. A story from 10TV.com tells of an employer in Raylansburg, Ohio, that faces charges of conspiracy to commit murder, of a former employee to collect on life insurance policy. The employer is accused of attempting to hire a killer for $50,000. The policy would have paid out $500,000. Regardless of whether the employer is convicted, this case illustrates the risks involved with employer-held insurance policy. Hey, you know what? We're peasants. It can never be. Well, why couldn't the employee take out a life insurance policy on the employer? I mean, you're talking, that son of a bitch dies, that could be your job, your livelihood, every fucking thing down the fucking tube, my son worked at one business for fucking 5 years, and, you know, they fucking upped the profits, amazingly, him and five other guys. And the old fella, they loved him, they liked working for him, he was a good man. But he died, and his son sold the fucking joint to a goddamn a company out of India. And they wanted them to train their replacements, and all of them fucking walked off and went, you know, fuck you, and left. But hey, man, how about, let the fucking employee take out some insurance policies on them fucking employers? I wonder what the fuck, would they allow you? Because you're not a part of the ruling class, you understand. What are the fucking terms of taking out an insurance policy on somebody and not fucking telling them? I mean, you talk about contempt. Go ahead.
I heard a long time ago, years ago, Walmart was doing that on their old employees.
I don't doubt it one bit. Well, they say 36,000 employees without their permission. I mean, that they was a peasant life insurance organized from a Winn-Dixie lawsuit. This is just one lawsuit on one company, 36 fucking thousand employees. They're taking, and then they're feeding you GMO foods. They're fucking spraying you with fucking poisons. And fucking, it's an investment, man. If I found out somebody did that to me, I tell you what, I'd walk right in, and I'd jump the fucking counter and beat that motherfucker into a bloody pulp. And then I'd tell him, you get that goddamn life insurance off me, you son of a bitch, or you're going to need one. But I wonder what would happen if a fucking one of us peasants went in and tried to get life insurance policy on our employer. I mean, isn't our livelihood and our future just as fucking important? And the fucking reason given, they let them fucking do this. They let them take out goddamn policies on people without telling them. Why not fucking do it to anybody? Why don't I go take out an insurance policy on fucking Hubert? I don't know Hubert. I mean, fucking, you know. Take out an insurance policy on my neighbor next door? I mean, what the hell? I mean, you understand what we're fucking talking about here. Peasant? You think we're fucking peasants, you motherfuckers? Get ready for a peasant uprising. You have already declared war on us. You've declared war on our fucking law. You've declared war on our people. We'll get some fucking insurance policies before the fucking firing starts. How about that, you son of a bitch?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Wouldn't that be fraud? I don't understand how they could get away with that. Because the spouse, like, I couldn't technically take a life insurance policy out on my own husband without him, his knowledge, him signing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how they can get away with doing that.
Well, because there is no law for them. It's for you and me. I understand what you're saying. You can't take out an insurance policy on your wife or your husband without them signing. God, everybody, I mean, when I read this, I was dumbfounded. But evidently, they fucking can, and they have been doing it, and they've been collecting a lot of goddamn money and using them on loans. I mean, this is part of their fucking business. 36,000 employees, this one fucking place. How many? What kind of equity do they have in those insurance policies that you know? Fuck, oh man, you know, I'm in fucking financial trouble here, man. I better fucking, some of these employees need to drop dead. But I mean, well, listen, I want to go ahead and read the rest. This is a very interesting fucking article. According to ABC News, a Houston widow, Irma Johnson, lost her husband to brain cancer. She had accidentally received a huge life insurance check in the mail. After checking, she found out that her husband's former employer, Amegy Bank, had purchased a large life insurance policy on him. Shortly after the purchase, the employee was fired, depriving him of his health insurance. HoustonPress.com quotes Johnson's lawyers saying Amegy purchased two dead peasant insurance policies in 2001 totaling more than $4 million after Johnson had already undergone two brain surgeries and was undergoing chemotherapy. The bank collected the $4 million after the man was fired. It had continued to pay pay the insurance premiums and was legally entitled to collect death benefits. And like Misty was saying, I never heard of such shit. How could you take out an insurance policy on somebody without them knowing? This is we're property. That's how we're property. We're not. I mean, that's you can do that to a fucking subject. I mean, a king could. I guess you could take out an insurance policy on his fucking peasant, fucking serf, fucking property. That's what they're actually doing is taking, you know, life insurance. They're considering you property. But almost anyone would agree that this is morally reprehensible, that your ex-employer can gamble on your death. This story is so egregious that it was featured in Michael Moore's movie, Capitalism, A Love Story. Federal law now. I mean, like Missy said, I've never seen it that you could take an insurance policy out on somebody that without their signature on it. Federal law now requires employers to obtain an employee's permission before purchasing a life insurance policy. By meeting this and other requirements, employers may purchase insurance on their employees and collect upon their deaths. It appears that banks and blue chip corporations carry billions of dollars in life insurance on their employees. How strict is this? Is the enforcement of the regulations? And how many companies choose to flout the law? Do you know if your employer will benefit by your death? I mean, this should be enough right here to go kill every one of those mothers. And now they're, you know, it's like them trying to tell you you're gonna take a shot. Death shot, I guess, fuck, they would want that death shot. They all got goddamn premiums out on you. They're gonna collect big time when people start dropping from those shots that they fucking mandated. And they cannot be fucking, held liable because they passed them a law giving them, immunity from prosecution. What a sweet fucking deal for genocide and fuck it. They're gonna collect on it. They're gonna make money on it. Are you ready to fight yet? Are you ready to put these motherfuckers in the ground yet? You think you own yourself? You think you own your own fucking body? Do you think that some fucking goddamn rich son of a bitch overseas fucking owns you? You're just a fucking stock certificate for a piece of fucking property that they can insure and then, a little Jewish lightning. And then, are these fucking shots? Right now, the same people who are mandating these shots that people are refusing because they believe they will kill them can take out an insurance policy on you, fire your fucking ass for not fucking taking the shot. Keep the premiums up, and then when the or if you do take the fucking shot, they can fire you because they know you're going to die any fucking how, and that gets rid of your them having to pay your fucking insurance. It gets rid of your insurance policy so that you can fight, you try to fight for your life because you were stupid enough to take the shot. And when you die, they get a big fucking bundle of fucking money. How do you like it? How do you like being a fucking piece of property? How do you like the fucking violation of your fucking law, the violation of your humanity, for Christ's sakes? Oh, let's go to the next one. White House chief of staff slammed over post calling supply chain crisis a high class problem. These are high class problems, people. It's hurting the fucking rich. I mean, they've been all over this all morning. I mean, it's goofy. It's laughable. But even though snot-faced Steve Moore came up and said, well, you know, if gas goes up to $5 a gallon, I ain't even going to notice it because I got, you know, I can afford it. Is it going to cripple me? I mean, you're seeing these fuckers being called out. They're showing what they fucking are right to your fucking face. You should be, people just should be beating them with their goddamn fists. Beat the fuck out of these cocksuckers. They are in violation of the highest law in this fucking land. They spit on their masters. What would a fucking king of England have done in the fucking, you know, in the 1400s if one of his fucking peasant peon fucking serfs came up and spit on him? Anyway, this is from New York Post. White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain is once again facing criticism over a retweet this week when he shared a post that categorized recent nationwide economic malaise caused by a supply chain crunch. I love that crunch. Now you fuckers are doing this, God. It's fucking, I heard him saying it twice. I heard him say it this morning. And I mean, you know, I play around with it all the time, but the people aren't that stupid, they said. I mean, I heard two different these fuckers say. I mean, they were talking about this shit right here. And the people aren't that stupid. We're not that fucking stupid. So if we're not that fucking stupid, what are we sitting on our asses for? Why don't we just fucking get rid of these son of a bitches? It's not like we can't do it. It ain't like we don't have the resource, but goddamn the risk. Ooh, I got my comfort spot for one fucking hour a day where I can sit and fucking not be fucking, well, I'm still aggravated because you can't get this shit out of your fucking head because it's 24/7. But, I mean, damn, we're sitting here on the goddamn largest arsenal that ever fucking exists. We're fucking, I mean, we have the people, and the people are turning more and more. Everybody understands the government is the fucking enemy. That's just the bottom fucking line. And the only ones you hear speaking up for the fucking enemy is the enemy. But there's still a lot of stupid ass people out there, you know. Yeah, our boys went to war. They do not fucking know who they are. They do not understand the Bill of Rights. They do not understand their own judicial authority. They do not understand that they are autonomous and that these motherfuckers were never supposed to be in our world. They were never supposed to become active unless we fucking commanded them to. The people are the jurisdictional. We're the fucking masters. We're the fucking leaders, son of a bitch. I mean, just like the cop telling the fucking person that was asking the question, well, the governor, he tells you what to do. Oh, really? That's what you call representation of my will? Is me being forced to fucking exercise what he tells me to under his will? I mean, people are starting to figure this English language out, I think. White House chief, is once again facing criticism over a retweet this week when he shared a post that categorized recent nationwide economic malaise caused by a supply chain crunch, my ass. I watch those things on fucking Roman. Crunch my fucking ass, you're lying. You're a lying son of a bitch. And you know, fucking, Biden came up, man, a short little fucking speech on the fucking COVID. Yesterday, we were showing that fucking how all the fucking numbers are so fucking far off. They're such fucking lies. That's why they're pushing so fucking hard. You got 15 to 20%, Joey. And I know you don't, I'm not really talking to you because you can't understand people. Your fucking mind is gone. But I'm talking to you, fucking Bernie Sanders. I'm talking to you, fucking AOC. I'm talking to all you fucking communists, Barack Obama. I'm talking to you, motherfucker. I'm talking to you. We're not fucking stupid, and we're gonna, your fucking asses are gonna hang for violation of the fucking law. It's simple. It's gonna be like any other fucking court case in the history of this fucking world. You're gonna be charged. You're gonna be fucking convicted because on prima fucking facie, you've signed enough treasonous documents to hang you 50 fucking times, and you know it. The trial will be over fucking in a half a fucking hour. One document's enough to hang you, stupid asses, and you fucking, they fucking know it. That's why they're getting desperate. That's why you better watch them with this China thing. They will start, if they think that it'll save them, which it ain't going to save them, because fuck all I got to tell China, you want these motherfuckers that have fucking borrowed money from you that they couldn't borrow? I mean, think about them, you know, being this peasant fucking insurance thing. Think of them out there borrowing trillions of fucking dollars in your name. Did you sign for that? Misty was talking earlier. Don't you have to sign for that? Hey, Misty, can somebody take out a loan and fucking in your name and you not sign the son of a bitch? And you owe it? I don't think so. But they see that's, I mean, they're doing it just to fucking to show just like royalty wanting to show off their fucking royal status, but people are spitting on them. I mean, like I see Nancy Pelosi, people are screaming in the hall, you fucking communist, you fucking dirtbag bitch. And they just, God, I hate the look of that woman. She gives a new fucking meaning to ugly. She is a fucking creature. She ain't no human being. Late Wednesday, Klain shared a post from Harvard professor Jason Furman and wrote this with two... I can't say that goddamn word. Emojis, the little images on the, you know, like the smiley face. Hands pointing a finger down at the original tweet. Most of the economic problems we are facing, inflation, supply chain, etc., are a high-class problems. Are high-class problems. It's only affecting the upper class. I mean, the people were on the stupid box. On the stupid box, what the fuck are they think they're talking about? Gas is, and that's what even that snot-faced little motherfucker Steve Moore said. $4 to $5 gas isn't gonna, I'm not even gonna notice it. That's how much money that motherfucker's got. But the person, and then finally, they were saying the middle class, well, it's really gonna affect the middle class. And finally, someone guy said, nah, man, come on. It's gonna fucking hurt the poor. Who's it gonna hurt the most? The one with the least. And, but the arrogance of these bastards is just, it's remarkable. Our high class problems, we shouldn't or wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. Furman wrote, apparently referring to when Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell, said the employment rate in January was around 10%. While Furman, a professor of economic policy, later clarified his comment was not a political analysis, but his own social judgment. Boy, I like that word. Maybe that's what these new fucking corporate fiefdoms, they'll give you social justice. Critics slammed Klain for appearing to agree with it and accused him of downplaying urgent issues Americans are dealing with. You goddamn right. And then the lower down the fucking, the mammon fucking tower you are, the more, don't tell me that goddamn somebody who is going to lose, not getting enough food to eat in a fucking month. Oh, it's us big people. I'm not going to make 10 million this fucking month. I'm only going to make fucking 7. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. How are you going to survive? Can't you put up a fund me page? I'll get to you, buddy. The House Republican tweeted, the Biden-Harris, that was it, okay, inflation is not a high-class problem. Inflation is a tax on working Americans. It fucking always has been. Those on fixed incomes, Representative Ted Budd, a Republican North Carolina, tweeted, the Biden-Harris White House is completely out of touch in inflationals. I don't know what the hell that means. Taxation. The House Republican Policy Committee called Klain's tweet outrageous. Just the White House Chief of Staff calling the rising price of gas, food, and housing a high-class problem. Outrageous, says the American people are hurting and deserve better leadership. They are not my fucking leader, motherfucker. You do not lead me anywhere. You do not tell me what to do. I'm not subjugated by you. You're a piece of fucking dog shit. I need to get off my shoe. That's about as close as we can come to reality. The committee's official Twitter account posted Representative Elise Stefanke. I mean, all these names. I mean, they've got to be like fucking, you know, like Eastern Bloc fucking communist goddamn names. I mean, there's so many of them I find anymore. And these are the people in charge, like I told you about the guy running. What the hell was he running? He'd been a refugee. Came here as a fucking refugee, and he's the head of the Department of Homeland fucking Security. People! What are we going to fucking take? How much are we going to allow of this shit? The third-ranking House Republican and advocacy group, Independent Women's Voice, mimicked Klan's use of emojis, whatever in the hell, I don't know how to say that correctly. Laura told me, I forgot. It's a little, you know, like the little smiley face guys. Using the same one to criticize his post. This is wrong, in capital letters. Reminder, inflation is a tax on every American, she said. Disconnect. No, it's not a tax on the fucking rich. Now, if you're somebody who can buy wholesale, I mean, if you're rich enough, I mean, it's like the people who can have a Costco card. I mean, if you can afford to have the Costco card and shop at Costco, you're going to get a wholesale fucking price. I mean, the lower down it is, I mean, the less money you have, the more money you have to spend on fucking insurance or anything. You want to fucking buy a house, you got two people fucking working, man and a woman wanting to buy a house, but their fucking incomes, you know, they're both working a job and a half or two jobs, and they save up the fucking money. But you're going to pay a higher interest rate because you have less money. I mean, where in the fuck, how in the fuck is that possible, people? Because you have more money, you have to pay less. I mean, these son of a bitches are getting the money from the Federal Reserve. These fucking international bankster gangsters are getting the money from the Federal Reserve, this fucking fiat fucking debt cash, for zero interest. And then they get to loan it out for fucking, well, they say, you know, they'll say 30% loan, but by the time you compound the interest, you're up to around 65, 70 fucking percent fucking compound interest on money they fucking got for nothing. I mean, what is it going to take? I mean, now you're starting to hit the pocket because I'm telling you, you're hearing it a lot louder. Just like these people on the fucking stupid box. I mean, saying, how dumb do you think people are? I mean, I look at the lawyer, right? She went, she laughed. Because, you know, I'm tired of saying it. How dumb do they think we are? We're not fucking dumb. We know exactly what you're doing, and you know we know exactly what you're doing, and you're getting fucking scared. You're getting scared enough, they're getting scared enough to start a goddamn world war, people. And fucking, we can't play that fucking game. We have to tell them, we ain't fighting the fucking world war. Chinese, you come over here, we will fucking kill you dead. And once we take control of this fucking country, because we're stupid. If we do not go straight for the head of that snake, take this fucking country back as quick as fucking possible, get control of our nuclear fucking arsenal, and unleash those Titan submarines on fucking China if they try to fucking attack. Because it'll be a planned thing. I mean, it ain't like the Chinese people have any fucking say in their lives. They're a weak, weak people. They have to be, or they wouldn't live like they do. They wouldn't let somebody else fucking exercise their will over them. They wouldn't be somebody's fucking slave. They would stand up. They outnumber the people oppressing them. God almighty. Hundreds of thousands to one. But I mean, I'm not afraid of them. And I know that a few Titan submarines could fucking turn their whole country into fucking glass. Fucking wipe them off the fucking planet. And then we'll deal with the ones that are here. Their fifth column inside of our own fucking country. They think they're going to play this fucking game, man. We got to play for keeps. If they try something like a world fucking war, we got to go straight for it. Take out the head of that snake, fucking, and just come across the country in a fucking wave. Run all the motherfuckers out of here that ain't supposed to be here. Get control of our nuclear arsenal. Get a fucking real representation of we the people and our fucking freedom and liberty and our law. And then we're going to fucking use that goddamn... See, people, I told you about the person who said, oh, you're talking about using nuclear bombs and using... What the hell did we buy them motherfuckers for? Huh? You were selling them big time when it was $5.5 trillion in fucking 50s and 60s dollars. You know how much goddamn money that is now? 50 or 60 trillion, people. Why did we buy the son of a bitches? They were to ensure that we would never lose our freedom and our fucking liberty. And for the fucking, the way they're used is used, it was mutual assured destruction. Which means I'm going to tell you this is my fucking sovereign fucking land. Fuck you internationalist motherfuckers. All you get out of this goddamn country. All of you that have based a fucking business in this country. Why you have businesses around the world so that you could dump your losses into this country and get a goddamn tax return from the sweating of fucking Americans that are just barely fucking making it. You better get the fuck out. Because I would rather destroy this planet than live as a slave upon it. That's what the whole idea of it was. Oh, you're crazy. Yeah, you're fucking crazy if you think I wouldn't. Fucking Joe Deadhead Biden in fucking compliance with his fucking communist committee that's giving him his orders stepped up and said that he'd be willing to drop a few nuclear bombs in here inside our fucking borders on our own people. You call me fucking crazy? Man, I'll tell you what, fucking you pricks are gonna fucking pay the fucking piper. Because I'm not shitting, man. Our people are so fucking pissed. And, I mean, we're not fucking illogical. We're not fucking psychologically fucking impaired like you are. There will be good goddamn reason when we let those son of a bitches loose. Attack China. We'll fucking attack your ass with fucking Titan submarines. We'll level your whole fucking country. We'll put you back into the third fucking world. It has been treason that has made China a fucking threat to start with. First by fucking Truman, Colin Eisenhower back when he already had China fucking whipped. They could have never been a problem to us. And then Slick Willie sells them our fucking guidance systems for our ICBMs. And then gets prosecuted for playing hide the cigar with Monica Lewinsky. But fuck how stupid. Again, I'll ask it this time. How fucking stupid do you think we are? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:31 Pacific Time. And of course, that was Hog Dollar Gid Song. Burn in hell before I'll sell my rights away from me. Before you'll take my rights away from me, you fucking scum sucker. Look at how these fuckers fight. They declared war. How many fucking, it's been a few weeks, been about a month since they declared war on our Bill of Rights. And we've seen, this is how they fucking fight. Fucking like the goddamn slimy fucking, like the fucking Roman Senate, like the fucking, the Egyptians. When, I mean, you know, at the top, when the fucking emperor would die or a fucking, what the hell did Egypt have? A pharaoh would die. Man, fucking whole, they, there was a goddamn calling at the top, man. Everybody fighting over that fucking power. I mean, these people have more fucking power. They could own their own island. Hell, they could own their own fucking, some of them have enough to own their own fucking country, but they want to own you. They want to own human beings. That is a fucking sickest goddamn thing. I mean, pedophilia is right up there, but that's kind of like taking somebody's fucking will away from them and fucking destroying their fucking life. They do it to a baby. And we're fucking sitting here, but I know they screw three-year-old children and say that it's all right under the Talmud because when they grow up, they won't remember it. I'm fucking sure. There'll be no trauma. God almighty. Fucking piss poor fucking operations right now, people. It appears that an American Airlines uprising against the vaccine mandate is now beginning. See, that son of a bitch came up on TV today and tried to tell that, oh, goddamn, how good it was working this thing with the employers. And that thing with Southwest that had nothing to do with the fucking, with the vaccine. People, you know, they had their backup. All their flights were canceled and everything because the pilots didn't show up for fucking work. Because they took their sick time because they were going to lose it anyway when they got fired for not fucking taking the fucking shot, and they ain't taking the fucking shot. But here again, he's come up and told, oh, now it's, it was 80%. They've got to 22 more percent people. Fucking lie. I just look and I say, you liar. And I'm not talking to Joe Biden because if the son of a bitch has one original thought all day, instead I just shit my pants. And it's a lonely son of a bitch. I'm talking to you, Communist Committee motherfuckers. I'm talking to you, Barry Sanders. I'm talking to you, Barry Satoro. You cock-sucking piece of communist shit. Mm-mm. Ain't gonna happen, buddy. This fucking thing here is, I guarantee you, they got 12 to 20%. We've been saying it all along, and when you fucking see where they isolate any counties or anything, when they go to talk about a certain place, 13%, 12%, 15%, now, I mean, it's like the price of gas. You know, they're still saying it's around three something, but there's so few places that it's under $3. They can't even say the $3 mark anymore. They're going to have to go up and say $4 when it's actually $5 or $6 fucking dollars. Oh, they're going to tackle that problem too. I'll tell you how to tackle that problem. Fucking, put the moratorium back on exports. If you want to refine that fucking sweet crude, you will do it in these United States, and it will not leave our fucking borders until our people are fucking hope made whole again. I mean, when that gas went down, I mean, once upon a time, it's been a few years, but gas went down, man, and people were fucking, I mean, everybody I knew around there, they were making money left and right. They could fucking, you know, like, price to go get a load of wood. Fucking, I mean, that money went in their pocket. They understand this shit just like this whole thing is this whole economic fucking, what the hell are they calling it? This mess up in shipping, whatever the fuck they're calling it. It's a rich man's fucking, it's the rich man who's getting hurt by it. Fuck you, arrogant motherfuckers. You know how when they get on the mainstream propaganda channels and they're sitting there going, how stupid do they think the American people are? They're saying it. I mean, this has become so goddamn outrageous that you can't call it nothing but what it is. Let's look at this here. But remember, this has nothing. This is the fact that all these airlines are shutting down. The restaurants can't get employees. All and there's a shortage of employees and not Biden, the fucking communist committee at the top has fucking issued fucking 30,000 work permits for goddamn people who just fucking, who crossed into this country illegally. Supposedly breaking a law. Was it actually breaking a policy? Because the law is they can't come into this goddamn country unless they want to go to each and every American national. Now, if you're an American national and you want to bring some family member in from, I don't care where, and I don't care what color, and I don't care what fucking religion, race, nothing. But if you do, you should have to step up. We see everything should go back to the fucking people where it belongs, because it's our fucking property that has been removed from us without the due process of the law that we are absolutely guaranteed in the highest law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791. And it cannot be changed, it cannot be altered in accordance with the ninth article of that fucking body of law. But if you want to bring somebody in here, and I say, you know, at first place, every fucker's got to go that came here as an act of fraud under that fraudulent 14th Amendment. It created without authority and enforced by fucking private enforcers. It's got to go. Everything that happened from the time fucking martial law came out of that cocksucker Lincoln's mouth has to go. And then all the property has to be returned and handed back over to we the people. You think generationally. I mean, they try to act like, oh, the Americans, they just don't want to work. They don't want, no, we ain't going to work like a third world fucking peasant motherfucker. You're taking your peasant insurance policies out on us, you fuck my, you son of a bitches. I'm not a fucking peasant. I'm the fucking goddamn, I'm a king in this goddamn country on a par with the crown heads of Europe. And I'm telling that fat little fucking bitch over there on the throne, fuck off. They had a little special on her yesterday about how they had this underground fucking tunnel system where she goes over to this bar and drinks her martinis and fucking shit. You fucking cunt. You people in fucking Britain that have allowed this for this fucking long. Unbelievable. The people in Canada have tried to throw it off a time or two, but goddamn it, you got it. You fucking fuck them. Kill them all. You outnumber them by fucking astronomical fucking numbers across the fucking board. All these international corporate mafia, they're a small group. That's why they got such big, huge piles of fucking gold. That's why they have piles of gold big as Mount Everest, because it fucking, that's all they've stolen from you. And you're a lot of people to steal from. So you're a lot of people that could crush the cocksuckers who stole it from you and take it back. At any rate, let's see what we're doing here. But remember, this isn't why. It isn't because people are refusing to. Everybody wants that fucking shot. They just can't get it. You know, we're working hard to get it to everybody that wants it. And there's just damn people out there that are fucking saying that, you know, it's not actually a vaccine. It's a fucking goddamn biological agent made to kill your ass. And make sure that as soon as your employees take it, you go get a peasant insurance policy on them. Remember that. But, I mean, he's getting destroyed. I mean, I don't want to talk about Biden. I don't want to talk about Biden like, you know, Trump. I mean, he's a fucking fascist, piece of fucking international communist. Fucking, I mean, he's got his hands in every fucking ounce of treason that could possibly exist. And this whole idea of this capital fuckingism, which is in none of the founding documents of this fucking country, and that they've been fucking just, oh, we're the filthy rich, so we're going to fucking run things. We got capital, and it's capitalism, capital. No, it's the golden rule. The man with the money makes the fucking rule. No, it ain't. We got something higher than that. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights, motherfuckers. And it is written, ratified law, and we're going to enforce it on your ass. You fucking attack. This is how you attack. You're a bunch of fucking pussies. You better go get to hiring the goddamn fucking people who are going to die trying to fucking force your shit on us. And they're going to die. Every fucking one of them. Then you can send your fucking million Chinese in here and we'll plant those motherfuckers in the ground. And when this fucking thing is all fucking over, you motherfuckers, there'll be some of you left that we got to capture, and that'd be the good part, like Rothschilds. I mean, he don't even live in this fucking country. And fucking him and George Soros. And you think you can fucking manipulate my fucking life, you dirty little son of a bitch? I just want to watch as you're fucking being convicted. I want to fucking prosecute you. And I want to watch as you're being convicted. And when you're being told that you're going to be hung, they're not even going to build a fucking gallows. They're going to go out there, the goddamn jury, all 12 of them, are going to go out there and fucking throw a rope around a light post, put the fucking hangman's noose around your fucking neck, and winch your ass up until you quit fucking squirming after you shit all over yourself. I can't wait to watch it. If I'm not there, I'll be, you know, I don't believe in any afterlife, but somebody who thinks just like me is going to be getting to watch it. We don't back down. One of us falls, 1,000 more stand up in their place. And God damn it, quit doing this phony fucking protest and bullshit. Come by the tens of thousands. That will wake their fucking ass up. And come fucking armed, and don't come to fucking show them how polished your fucking gun is. Come prepared to use that son of a bitch to enforce the law. Hold the law right up in front of them and say, you're in fucking violation, you're under fucking arrest. They resist arrest, kill them. Or they want to send their goddamn minions, their hot private fucking mercenaries, to fucking battle with you, kill them. You have the law on your side, and they fucking know it. They know that they are treasonous and seditious, and they know that what they're doing is a fucking death sentence. That's why they're all in. That's why they got these old propagandists working this different fucking angle. I mean, we'll go ahead and read for this. But remember, I mean, you got one batch of them telling you that Southwestern was shut down because the people wouldn't take the fucking, they did it because of the vaccine. Because they're not going to be forced to take the son of a bitch. They're not going to have their fucking will taken away from them by some pricks who probably have insurance policies on them, waiting for them to die. And that ain't what this is about. But we'll read it anyway. This is from Paradise, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In the aftermath of a reported Southwest, quote, sick out, American Airlines workers appear to be carrying out their own act of vaccine mandate resistance. No, that's not what they're doing. That's not why they're doing. That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it. People, that's not even why the airports are plugged. That isn't why that three-day weekend went to hell. People were stuck and couldn't go nowhere. It wasn't because those pilots said, fuck you, I'm not taking that mandate. You're going to fire me anyway. I'm taking my sick days. That ain't why it happened. It ain't happening. I mean, it reminds me, I don't know how many people have ever watched fucking, what the hell is the name of that goddamn movie? Eric the Viking, when they go to High Brazil, and if one drop of blood touches High Brazil, because it's such a peaceful place, and they're all, you know, fucking, they don't allow weapons or anything on the fucking whole joint. And finally, because, you know, people are fighting over some mammon. So just one drop of blood hits and the fucking whole thing starts sinking. I mean, this is a pretty huge island. And right up to the end, the fucking guy that's the head of the, I guess he's the emperor for all intents and purposes. But nope, it's not happening. It's not happening. And then pretty soon, I mean, they're on a fucking patch about, as these guys are going, here, get on the ship. You know, they're trying to save them. And no, it's not, it can't happen. It won't happen. I mean, yeah, it's a blah, 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 blah. You can hear him as he goes under the water. That's what this fucking shit's like. I mean, you're going down, motherfuckers. I think you know it. And you're, and the stupid part is you're not even trying to minimize the fucking payback you're going to fucking get. You're fucking pissing people off more every fucking day. You'll find out insurance policies on your peasants, huh? We're peasants to you, are we, huh? You fucking piece of shit. Come, your peasant could stomp your fucking ass right in the ground. Take an IQ test. Fucking your peasant fucking got a higher IQ. You ain't got, fucking your IQ is the size of your fucking shoe. Your peasant has a higher IQ. That makes people wonder what the fuck you're doing up there on the top and the other person's at the fucking bottom. Maybe it was fucking orchestrated that way. Maybe the more you gave in, maybe the more willing you were to sell out your fucking fellow American nationals, the more you got, the higher you got to rise. And then you get to be act like, I mean, I love these motherfuckers. They go in the goddamn Fox News, will go into these restaurants and stuff and talk to these Trump supporters. Like somebody with big fat fucking gut that couldn't whip the wind with a fast fistful of hammers and are saying, yeah, Trump is because of Trump. They didn't do that. They did this. Trump would have done it. Oh my goddamn son of a bitch. Fuck you, fat ass. I'll fucking knock you out one punch. But I mean, it's the whole fucking deal of it. They think they can sell. They think they can sell fucking air conditioners to Eskimos in the middle of fucking January. But they're not. And they know that, and they know they're losing. And they're fucking, and see, you got a bunch of idiots at the top. That's what you fucking communists are. Hey, Bernie Sanders, you're a fucking piece of shit. You get the IQ, you're fucking the size of your toe, you ignorant bastard. And you too, Barack Obama. You're nothing, man. Your fucking lies, they're just plain. Everybody can see it. Even the fucking the so-called left-right divide is not dividing anymore. They're all saying, fuck you, goddammit. I can tell when my fucking plate's getting emptier. At any rate, I'm going to get into this a little bit real quick. In the aftermath of a reported Southwest sick out, American Airlines workers appear to be carrying out their own act of vaccine mandate resistance. There are now 251 flight cancellations and 616 flight delays for American Airlines, the majority of them at the airport in Dallas-Fort Worth. Human Events senior editor Jack Posobiec had noted unusual American Airlines activity early on Wednesday. American Airlines has 216 flights canceled and 519 delayed so far today. They had 19 canceled yesterday. The unusual surge in American Airlines flight cancellations on delays comes less than 1 week after an organized protest at the company's headquarters in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday. Hundreds of AA workers and allies protested outside the company's Fort Worth, Texas headquarters on Thursday, Newsweek reported. The protesters told the Dallas Morning News that they are skeptical of the vaccines effectiveness and their unreported side effects. And Laura and I were talking about this. We were watching the commercial and I can't remember what the fuck product. You know they've come out with this product. Oh, this shit will make you feel great. But side effects include your hair might fall out. You might have a heart attack. You're fucking, you might, shit your guts right out your ass. But other than that, it's a real great fucking product. They have to list the goddamn side effects. Now when they're pushing this fucking, what it is in the vaccine, when they're pushing this COVID-19 fucking kill shot, there's no warnings about side effects. Are there side effects? These other things have evidently been studied 8 or 9 years, and this is the side effects they've come up with. But the side effects are fucking there. We know that fucking they've killed about 500,000 fucking people. The side effects are fucking real. So why is it that they can come on there with that COVID fucking shot and tell you, oh no! Yeah, this is perfectly safe for everybody. There's never been an incident of it bothering, even giving somebody a fucking runny nose. Why? How is it that works, people? According to the online publication Paddle Your Own Canoe, the protesters were in a mix of employees from across the airline, including pilots, gate agents, ramp workers. Some wore their uniforms while their numbers were swelled by friends and family who supported their right to reject the vaccine. Now we're seeing it. Now we're seeing this, what they're calling a supply line disruption at the ports. That's because the fucking people are doing the same thing there. Now, what you're going to see, because he just brought 30,000 in here and gave them, these are the ones that jumped the goddamn border and got busted. And they fucking, no fucking vetting, no nothing. Not that vetting's okay, it ain't all right, none of it's all right, it's all against the fucking law. They are in gross violation of the people's law. But the bottom line is, it gave them work fucking permits. They're claiming refugee status. And so they get, without even talking to anyone, they just fucking here's 30,000 fucking go take an American's job. Now these son of bitches show up out at them docks, man. What are you dock workers like your fucking grandpas were? I mean, I don't believe in fucking unions. That's fucking communism. We're straight up communism. And we don't need this shit. We all entrepreneurs. We're living on the richest country on this planet. All of it belongs to us, including what's been stolen. We get back what's been stolen, we could take 100-year goddamn fucking vacation from doing anything, but that wouldn't be an American, we couldn't. We'd create new shit. We'd create good shit. We're getting rid of these evil, dirty, rotten, Zionist, Jew motherfuckers. We're getting rid of them, rid of them, rid of them. They're a plague. And all these fuckers in this country emulating them. You mammon-worshipping pieces of shit that would put goddamn mammon. Not only mammon, but goddamn fucking, you put mammon before your goddamn freedom. The people who found this country put, their freedom and liberty above their life. You won't even put your fucking mammon above it. You fucking worthless cocksuckers. You're making money. You ain't gonna get nothing, you son of a bitch. You're gonna end up, we'll impoverish your fucking ass. You will be punished. Even if you fucking, you know, you can show, all I did was just sell a bunch of shit. That's fucking selling and aiding and abetting the enemy, isn't it? I bet you I can fucking prove that in a fucking common law court. I would fucking file the charges and we'll go in and see how many hours it takes. How many minutes it actually takes. Because that's what you're doing. Not to mention you've been trying to control the people to keep the people from rising up like they should have done a long fucking time ago. This is our goddamn liberty and freedom we're talking about here, buddy. Fuck you and your money. I'll make you eat every fucking dollar of it, you cocksucker. Anyway, we went far enough across the top of the hour here. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And remember, man, these all these things are shutting down because people won't go to fucking work because they're being threatened. If you don't give up your fucking rights, if you don't volunteer, we're going to fucking hurt you. And they're saying, fuck you. You fly that fucking plane. I think the pilots are a good thing. I mean, so they're dumber than shit, and a lot of them are fucking Trump tards. But they do understand that, I mean, that when you get to that point where you're telling them to do something like put a shot in your arm, when they're seizing your body without due process of the fucking law and fucking putting something foreign in it that you don't even know what the fuck it is, experimental fucking shit. And not to mention when they have their little, say, you should take the COVID shot for your grandparents, for your grandchildren. And they're trying to get this for fucking 12 to 15 year olds. I mean, people, and they don't list the side effects. There are no side effects, really? I beg to differ. And that is The Word from the Trenches.